Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance, they were written that way, innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met, that love and fate and a touch of stupidity would rob them of the hope of living happily. The endings are often a little bit gory. I wonder why they didn't just change their story. We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change. Even if a little you can do a lot, you mustn't let a little thing like it'll stop you. If you sit around and that can get on top of you, might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right. And if it's not right, you have to put it right. Platinum blonde hair dye, extra strong, keep out of reach of children. Yep. In the slip of a bolt, there's a tiny revolt, the seeds of a war in that creek of floorboard. A storm can begin with a flap of a wing. The tiniest mite packs the mightiest sting. Every day starts with the tick of a clock. All escapes start with the